Thank you for tuning in to the Pentecostals of Greenville podcast. Our goal is to reach, connect, and equip. We hope this message blesses you. If you want any more information about our church, please visit us at thepentecostalsofgreenville.com. I wish something would happen. I wish something would change. So I'm just waiting. Now, the Bible does tell us to wait upon the Lord. But that word wait doesn't mean, like Pastor Peterson said a couple weeks ago, just I'm going to wait on you, Jesus. That word wait is a verb. Means to serve. You know, we get in these places where servanthood, it seems so simple. In our walk with God and life in the early stages, it seems so simple. And I don't know if there's anybody here who's ever said it, but I know I've said it. Man, I wish I could go back to being 8 years old. I ain't got no taxes to pay. I ain't got no bills to pay. I ain't got nothing to do but ride my bike, dig my holes, and play with my dog. Good life. But life is full of changes. Some of them are good. We have birthdays and Christmases and Thanksgiving, surprises, and we get to do these things that we've never done before. We get to go on surprise road trips and summer breaks, and we get all these things. But then all of a sudden, life becomes a little bit cumbersome because things begin to happen that we don't like. We didn't choose some of these things to happen, and there's addictions in the house today. Well, if I know that there are some struggles today that you've been dealing with for a long time and you don't know what to do with them because they weren't even your fault. You didn't choose to have molestation happen. You didn't choose to have those evils put on you. You thought it would only be one cigarette and 25 years later and three packs a week later, it's just something that I can't get rid of. And you didn't choose to be an alcoholic. It just grows in your life and it begins to take over. Why? Because we're waiting on something. And so I fill the void any way I can. I don't know where to turn or what to do. And so before I realize it, I'm called into a line for a reservation that I didn't make. But I can't see the end and I don't know where else to turn. I don't know what to do. And so I just stay in that line slowly every day. Healing seems to be out of my hands and wholeness seems to be just out of reach and it never seems to fully go away. And so I'm scraping, as it were, in the dark, hoping to find some semblance, some small piece of peace that I can just hold on to until maybe the next day or the day after. And I'm hoping that that will be enough. See, those angels who left their first estate, they were rebellious and disobedient, and God put them in everlasting chains under darkness. And so what we don't realize is the longer we stay in the line for that reservation, the longer we choose to just wait, come on, that thing begins to bind me up. It keeps me from, I can't extend my arms to you anymore, Lord. I don't know what's going on, but the shame and the guilt, I don't know what to do with it. The fear of what might happen, God, I just can't take that step because I'm all bound up, tripping up, God, I don't know if I can make it to church this week. I got a lot going on at work. And I'm trying, God. I really am. but I don't know what to do. So he goes on to explain. He says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah were cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. Oh, we're starting to get some game plans here now. We're seeing that all throughout the history of man, this isn't something that's common. And the enemy's trying to convince you that you're the only one bound in addiction. Oh, you're a filthy hypocrite, you lying sack of garbage. You better not go to church, because that's not, I mean, you shouldn't even pray today. It won't do you any good. And so we just... And all of a sudden, well, if Sabrina would have been nicer and just get bound up even more and the chains get tighter, bringing accusations and characterizations and authority and dominion, all while we're standing in line for a reservation that we didn't make, but we are keeping. So we go through life hindered, broken, wounded, searching, hoping, but most of all, we're waiting. We're just waiting. What's it say? Annie's song, and the sun will come out tomorrow. Oh, come on. There's some people here, you've been waiting on tomorrow a long time. You've been waiting on that sun to break forth through those clouds for a long time. Tomorrow hasn't quite come yet, and it just seems to get darker and darker. The chains getting tighter and tighter. I don't know what to do, God. I thought this change of venue might help. I thought this car might help. This Netflix show, it entertained me for a little while, but it's still just, I'm still waiting on the next season, on the next episode. I'm waiting. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally is brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. What he's saying is jealousy, it won't gain you anything, and money, it's not going to buy you anything, and position, it won't empower you for anything, because it doesn't matter what you gain if your arms are still chained by the reservation that you didn't make. It doesn't matter how much power you achieve. It doesn't matter how empowered you feel, because at the end of the day, it's still keeping me here. God, I don't understand. I thought the new position would make me feel better, but I've just got less time and more problems, and I can't even pull my foot up anymore. I'm so tired. What do I do? I'll just wait here. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute the judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. What do I do? See, these murmurers and complainers walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. I think that if I can say the right thing to the right person, it might get a little bit looser. God hasn't done anything. I'm waiting on Him. But until that happens, I'm gonna massage my circumstance. I'm gonna sweet talk my boss. I'm gonna do all these things. But what we don't see is the more we do that, the harder it gets to move. Because if you don't understand something, is this world wants you to do one thing, and that's bow down to it. And so it's going to bind you up, and it's going to take everything it can until it brings you down and say, I can't wait anymore, God. You're just not doing anything. I've waited on You and waited on You, and it seems like You're just not doing anything. I just can't seem to work anymore. God, I don't know what to do. But, in verse 17, but, I like to say, however, comma. Beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, and how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who should walk away on their own ungodly lusts, and these be they who separate themselves, sensual, not having the Spirit. But ye, beloved, remember, I want to change my reservation. I'm kind of tired of this. I'm all bound up. I've got nowhere to go, and I can't find any peace or rest. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, in one hope of your calling. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, wherewith He saith, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive, and He gave gifts unto men. And verse 9, this is the sleeper verse. Now he that ascended, was it, what is it but he that also descended first unto the lower parts of earth? Now that word lower is what's called a compound word. It's made up of four other words. And so I started scratching my brain. I was like, what in the world does that mean? Lower parts. The first word is Abba, Father. Come on, that means my daddy. You see, the second word means of divine judgment to the place of destruction. The third word was light bringer. And the fourth word is first. That's a whole lot of words. Just to make, I see why they just went with one word now. But you see, in Revelation it tells us that from the foundation of the earth was the Lamb slain. You see, is what it's saying there is it's saying that, hey, I know you've got a reservation for hell. I know you've got a reservation for something that you don't want and you don't know how to get out of it. But what I'm trying to tell you is that before I came back to life, after I died on that cross, I first went down to hell and I took every key to every chain, every shame, and every guilt. The first thing I did was I broke you out. I broke every single chain for you. You see, the harder life gets, the more I'm binding myself up in my reservations. When God rang up and said, hey, I got a new restaurant out. It's called peace. I got a new restaurant out. It's called love and mercy. I've got something called forgiveness and grace. I've got something called power and authority. The enemy wants you to think that there is no way that you could ever come out. But what he doesn't want you to find out is that every chain is already broken. Every chain is already smashed. Come on. There's some people here, you've been dealing with chains your entire life. Come on. Come on, society tells you you won't be anything. Your background tells you you can't grow. You can't be victorious. The devil is a liar and the father thereof. Because let me tell you something about my Jesus. He wants you to change your reservation today. Come on. This may not be something that's from the clouds or anything, but the Lord promised me this one thing, that today before you leave, there's somebody here that's been dealing, and I've mentioned it already, but I wonder if we could. Let's close our eyes and lift our hands for just a second. There's something happening in the spirit. And there's somebody here, you've been dealing with a lot of trauma. There's a lot of trauma that's been going on for a long time, and you don't know how to deal with it. There's some others here, your anxiety and your fear is crippling you from becoming more in Christ. God is not given to the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. Come on, begin to seek him right now. Salvation is here right now. I don't need to finish anything. What needs to happen is I need to start changing my reservation. God, I've been holding on to some things for a very long time, and I need to give them away to you right now. God, I didn't know what to do, but now I understand that you are the light bringer. My Father, in my deepest darkness, when I couldn't see anything else, you are bringing me salvation. Come on, liberty is here right now. Come on, that enemy's telling you that pornography, you'll never get rid of it. That enemy's telling you smoking, you'll never get rid of it. Come on, that enemy's telling you those alcohol and drugs, you're never going to get rid of it. Oh no, don't let it, come on. Come on, push. Come on, right now. Come on, right now. This is not me. This is the Spirit of Christ that brings liberty. He is here right now. In Jesus' name. If the musicians could come. Come on, right now, God's about to break some chains. He's about to break through. Every problem in your life, he's about to give you the solution. Come on, that doesn't mean he's going to give you the money and the car and the house. What that means is he's going to give you the peace and the rest and the strength and the holiness and the glory and the ability to overcome every sin, every problem, every transgression, every shame, every guilt, every fear. It is here to be broken right now. If we could all stand right now. Revelations chapter 3, verse 20. I didn't give this to you, Brother Patrick, and I'm sorry. 20 through 22. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne. Let me tell you something. The enemy's trying to make you believe that you cannot change your reservation. But I'm here to tell you. You have that authority, not him. If you want wholeness today, if you need deliverance today, I'm asking you right now, will you change your reservation? Will you do whatever it takes to change that reservation? Because you know what it's going to take? It's going to take some pouring out of me. God, I know I've got some issues, but I'm tired of the chains. I'm tired of the shame. I'm tired of the guilt and the fear. I'm tired, God. But I'm not done yet. I might be tired. I might be worn out. But it's not going to stop me from coming to an altar today to get my deliverance. It's not going to stop me from getting the authority to overcome everything. I wonder right now who's ready. Who's ready to change their reservation? I want to invite you to the service center. I want to invite you. Come and change it right now. God, I'm not leaving this place without a new reservation. What the enemy meant for evil, God, you are going to use for your glory. Come on, right now. These altars are open for everyone. I invite you, come up and be healed. Come up and be made whole.